Analytics capabilities. Analytics capabilities are hugely in demand by organizations who are transforming to high levels of supply chain maturity. For large enough organizations, having a data analytics group is a necessary aspect of the core business. Analytics capabilities are a prerequisite for getting any value from newer technologies, such as blockchain. Analytics reveals the true facts and patterns about a situation regardless of what people are telling themselves. Analytics are useful for analyzing supply and demand patterns, which in turn help guide network analysis and capacity planning. Data analytics is part of a larger discipline called data science. Data science is a broad field that also includes statistics, probability, data mining, machine learning, big data, and related information systems. A data scientist's role is for highly qualified persons who can use higher forms of analytics to evaluate data quality, even for big data, form hypotheses, clearly define the problem, build a way to test them, and develop non-intuitive insights. These higher forms of analytics include prescriptive analytics, the highest form of analytics that makes recommendations, network modeling, decision analysis, mathematical programming, and transportation and inventory management models. Predictive analytics, the second highest form that predicts what could happen, Markov analysis, forecasting, queuing theory, modeling, and simulations. Data analytics is oriented toward functional reporting, data visualization, queries, and ad hoc analysis. A data analyst role is a lower organizational position than data scientist. Typically, data analytics uses descriptive analytics, the lowest but still very useful level of analytics. Descriptive analytics involves making sense of historical data and includes statistics, distributions, control charts, segmentation, association, regression analysis, PESL, SWOT, and analysis of customers, suppliers, competitors, or economics. Both data scientists and data analysts need a good understanding of the organization's business, processes, and products/services. There are two important considerations for when planning to improve analytics capabilities. The first is to begin with the end in mind or one's true north, and then reverse engineer needed analytics capabilities. Determine the areas that will drive the desired strategic improvements, and then determine the capabilities, tools, and methodologies needed to get there. The second is that decision makers need more analytics maturity too, enough to understand the logic being used and to allow it to influence decision making.